Okay, so what do we have so far? So far we saw Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, the Mishnah, we start with Ashkelon. The Mishnah said that Ashkelon is Chutz Loretz. So Rabbeinu Tam asked the Pesukim that Ashkelon was part of the Kibush of Yeshua. So the answer is that it was part of the Kibush of Yeshua of Eile Mitzrayim, but it wasn't part of the Kibush of Eile Bavel. And for Gittin, we're going after the Kiddush of Eile Bavel. Taisu says because Tamir Chachomim and Batidinim are Mitzuyin Sham. Talicham Mitzuyin Sham and Batidinim are Kfuyim Sham. But beyond the Gvulus of Eile Bavel, you don't have that. You don't have Tamir Chachomim, you don't have Batidinim. So therefore, it has the halacha of Chutz Laretz. Then it's right away, there really should be a Ha'ar over here. In the Gemara, it says that this notion that Eretz Yisrael has Batidinim Kfuyim and Talmid Chacham Mitzuyin Sham, that's in the Gemara. The Gemara has that on the Dabdal, I think. But the Gemara invokes that to explain why in Eretz Yisrael, even if you go from Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say B'fanin Echta, B'fanin Echta. In Chutz Laretz, if you go from one Medina to another, you have to say B'fanin Echta, B'fanin Echta, because Ein Einim Mitzuyin L'Kaimel. In Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says, you never have to say B'fanin Echta, B'fanin Echta, even from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, why should that be? Mishnah according to Rabbah, that has to do with Lishma. So I understand in Eretz Yisrael, if we're only, before we know the Rabbi's leader of it. So if we're only worried about Lishma in Eretz Yisrael, it's never a concern. But if you hold like Rabbah, that the issue is Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimah, and the Maskon, the Rabbah's is leader of also. So if you go from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael, it's Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimah. So you should have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So the Gemara answers first that Eretz Yisrael is different because Yamayim L'Regolim. And the Gemara says that's good b'zman shebeis mikdash kayim, but what about now when it's not b'zman shebeis mikdash kayim? So the Gemara says yes, we have batei dinim kulim shom because you have batei dinim kulim shom. So therefore, there's always people traveling back and forth. Because you have batei dinim, so therefore there's always communication from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another, even mi medina le medina in Eretz Yisrael. So it's before the Gemara that if you're going, why in Eretz Yisrael don't you have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta? It depends. If you're within one Medina in Eretz Yisrael, you're going from, from Tel Aviv to Ben Gurion Airport, you're within one Medina, so then you don't have to come on to Batidinim Kfuyim Sham. It's no different than Chutz Laretz. Within one Medina in Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, no Batidinim Kfuyim either. You know, you go to Tibet, there's no Batidinim. Maybe it's Chabad House, but there's no Batidinim. So, and yet, B'Oisa Medina, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechta. According to Rabbi, you do, but according to Rabbi, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechta. B'Oisa Medina, you never have to say B'fanei Nechta. Because it's Shchichi. People are Shchichi. You don't have to come on to the fancy Lamdos of Batidinim. Eretz Yisrael, in that respect, is no worse than Chutz Laretz. If you're going within one Medina in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to come on to Batidinim Kfuyim Sham. It's within one Medina. You only have to invoke this new idea that Batidinim in Eretz Yisrael is Batidinim Kfuyim Sham if you're going in Eretz Yisrael from one Medina to another. So had it been Chutz Laretz, you would have had to say B'fanei Nechta, because it's not Shchichi, the normal commerce you don't have. In Eretz Yisrael, you have this new commerce of Batidinim Kfuyim Sham, Micham Mitzuyim, so therefore, you do not have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Atkan, that's what it says in the Gemara. So now, Taisa wants to explain, when it comes to Ashkelon, let's say. Ashkelon is Eile Mitzrayim, but it's not Eile Bavel. So the Mishnah says, you bring a get from Ashkelon, you have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So Taisa says, why? It's Eretz Yisrael, Ashkelon is Eretz Yisrael. So Taisa says, yeah, it's the Eretz Yisrael of Eile Mitzrayim, but it's not the Eretz Yisrael of Eile Bavel. And therefore, you don't have to make a chum and see in Shom, you don't have to din and kuim Shom. So I don't understand. Bishlam, if you're going from Ashkelon to some other Medina in Eretz Yisrael, so Ashkelon is Badorim. You're going from Ashkelon all the way up to the Galilee, you're going to some other Medina in Eretz Yisrael. So the regular Mishra Shichi that you have even in Chutz Laretz, you don't have. So you have to come on to Bati Din and Kfuim Shom. And from Ashkelon, it's not Bati Din and Kfuim, because in Ashkelon, you don't have to make Chumim, and you don't have Bati Din. So that I understand. You bring a get from Ashkelon to the Galil, I understand that you do not, that you have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. But the Mishnah says that Ashkelon is like Chutz Laretz. The Mashmos in the Mishnah is that if you bring a get from Ashkelon anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not only the north, you bring a get from Ashkelon even to southern Eretz Yisrael, you still have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. So I don't understand why. But Eise Medina, why isn't it Shchichi? If it's Eretz Yisrael, so then it's Shrayim. Tais doesn't say it's not Eretz Yisrael at all. He says it's not Eretz Yisrael in the sense that it's not Batei Dinim Kfuyim Sham. Batei Dinim Kfuyim Sham is a special case when you're going from one Medina to another in Eretz Yisrael. But if you're going Ba'isa Medina in Eretz Yisrael, then Batei Dinim is irrelevant. You don't have to come out to Batei Dinim. You have the regular Shechicha they have anywhere else. So why is Ashkelon always like Chutz La'aretz? Shat and Tosis. That means you have the same problem later in the Reed. The Reed also has this notion that you need Batei Dinim, but he says Batei Dinim is even more limited. It's not only in all of Alei Bavel, it's only in some of Alei Bavel. So the same thing, and if you're outside of that area, so I understand that if you're going from Medina to Medina, you have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, because you don't have the B'fani Dinim Plim. But if you're going B'Isa Medina, so you still should not have to say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Because B'Isa Medina is always Shechichi. You don't need Tamir Chachamim to have Shechichi. It's not Tamir Chachamim to see him in Chutz La'aretz ever, but B'Isa Medina you don't have to say. Some of what you have to say is that was never shvet Tosfos. How can Ashkelon be chutz la'aretz? Mishnah's Ashkelon is chutz la'aretz. How can Ashkelon be chutz la'aretz? Yeshua ben Nun conquered Ashkelon. The kasha was never Tosfos kasha in the first place. Wasn't. If it says in Pesach in Yeshua that Yeshua conquered Ashkelon, so Ashkelon is Oysa Medina. So if you go from why is Ashkelon Chutz La'aretz, it's Oysa Medina with Eretz Yisrael. It should be Shechichi in the general political sense that you have in Chutz La'aretz also. It's Oysa Medina. That was never Tosfos Akasha. Because that's a Dovah Poshut, that the Gvulim of Mishchach Shechichi, the regular political borders of Mishchach Shechichi, can change over time. Just because at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, Ashkelon was Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean that 1,000 years later, how many years later we're talking about? What? Yeah, we're talking about after the Churban, under the Roman Empire, the time in the Mishnah. Just because Ashkelon was Oysa Medina in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, so therefore it's Oysa Medina with Eretz Yisrael at the time of Ramea and Rabbi Yehuda. A lot of that was never Shver. That Tosfos didn't have to talk about other Mitzrayim or earlier Babel. Tosfos could have right away answered. What are you asking me, Kashas from Yeshua ben Nun? At the time of a mayor, Ashkelon was not the same country as Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Maybe the Roman. I don't understand the whole thing. The Roman Empire extended from everyone in the Roman Empire was Mishra Shechi. I don't know. Gibbon says you could go from one end of the Roman Empire to the other end of the Roman Empire without any impediment. So I don't know how this worked exactly, the borders in the time of. Like, I don't understand why the. I don't know, but I say today, there was such a thing as Medina and Medina. I don't know, there were governors and I don't know the history, but Al Kaponim, that was never Tosfos Kasha in the first place. How can Ashkelon be Chutz La'aretz if in Yeshua ben Nun it says it's Eretz Yisrael? At the time of Yeshua ben Nun, Ashkelon was Eretz Yisrael, and at the time of the Mishnah, it wasn't Judea. And the borders of Mishnah Shechichi is totally in the political mitzvahs. Where do you have Sharas mitzvahs? That never bothered Tosfos in the first place. What was bothering Tosfos is, yeah, but the Gemara says that when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a different system that transcends the political borders. The political borders, we know what the political borders are. But in Eretz Yisrael, you have this new part. Even in Medina to Medina, politically, it's two different Medinas. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's one system of Batei Dinim Kfuim, because in Eretz Yisrael, you have a mitzvah of Shoiftim, Shoiftim, Titin L'chol Shol Sharecha. In Eretz Yisrael, you have Batei Dinim, you have Tamei Chachamim, and in Eretz HaKadosh, you have, so that transcends the political borders. So therefore, so that was Tosfos Kasha. How can Ashkelon be Chutz La'aretz? Maybe politically it's Chutz La'aretz, but halachically it's Eretz Yisrael, and if it's halachically Eretz Yisrael, there should be Batei Dinim, and there should be Tamei Chachamim, and that should make it one Medina. Because when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, we don't look at the political borders. We have this other unifying factor that is Batei Dinim Kfuim. So how come Ashkelon is not part of that system? So Tosfos answers, many times answers, no, since it's not Oyel Mitzrayim, it's only Oyel Bavel. So therefore, Tamir Chum not Mitzuyin Shal. Let's say B'Pshutai, it's like it's Mashman, the Hemshech of Tosfos, because this, the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is in the borders of Oyel Bavel. It's also to leave the borders of Oyel Bavel to go to Oyel Mitzrayim. It's also leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. So Tamidei Chachamim are going to be in the borders of Eilei Bavel, and Batei Dinim Kfuim Sham is going to be in the borders of Eilei Bavel. So Ashkelon is outside of that system. And politically, yeah, that's time easy to say. That Rabbeinu Tam never had to say. Politically, altogether, maybe it's not part of the Medina. But it's not even part of the Medina halachically. So Mele Ashkelon is Chutz La'aretz. I think that's the Pashat Tepshah. Al Derech Seh, we'll say later in the Re as well. Now, the Rebbe is also talking about the borders of what they didn't flee in Shom, of Ikar Yishuv. We'll worry about the Rebbe when we get to the Rebbe. But the same thing's going to repeat itself in the Rebbe. The Rebbe says that the borders of Eretz Yisrael are defined by Ikar Yishuv. Why? Because that's where Tamid Chomim and Mitzuyim. The same Nigun. Tamid Chomim and Batidinim HaKfuyim in the place where it's Ikar Yishuv. Okay, Ikar Yishuv, very nice. But what about Oisim Medina's time? Why, what happened to the regular political din of Oisim Medina? There it says, that was Kushimei Karl Lesser. You can't ask God. The Mishnah says that these are the borders. Outside these borders is outside politically Eretz Yisrael. But Taisus was bothered, but it's what happened to the system of Batidinim. So he says, no, if it's not part of the Ikar Yishuv, then it's outside the system of the Batidinim as well. Okay, let's see right there in Taisus. What are we holding? So we did Rekam Echeger. Rabbi Natam said that there's two Rekam Echegers. The Rekam Echeger of Ambishna is outside at least of Oileh Bava, maybe even of Oileh Nisrai. Then Tosfos comes to Akoi. The Akoi, the line begins, Kramin and Rekam Kimizuch. The Akoi, that Tosfos says Akoi, the Mishnah says Akoi, is also Chutz Loretz. Afagav dikashinu Oileh Bava, Kedam Pesef Ksuvis. Tosfos says Akoi was in the borders of Oileh Bava. Tosfos brings a riot. It says in Ksuvis, Rav Abba, having Menashe, kipi da Akoi. When Rav Abba would come to Akoi, coming from Chutz Laretz, he would kiss the ground, because he's arriving in Eretz Yisrael. So you see that Akoi is Eretz Yisrael. Taisus says, you see that Akoi is in the borders of Oileh Bava. Taisus assumes Sadova Poshut, that Chibas Eretz Yisrael is also totally in the Gvulim of Oileh Bava, not Oileh Mitzrayim. That is the Sassoon Sadova Poshut. He wants to be Mechiach that Akkai is within the Gvulim of Oileh Bava, not Oileh Mitzrayim. So his first raya is because Rabbi Abba kissed the ground when he got to Akkai. What's the raya? Maybe he kissed the ground because he reached the borders of Oileh Mitzrayim. See the Sassoon Sadova Poshut that Oileh Mitzrayim is nothing. Oileh Mitzrayim is not Kaddish anymore. The Kedusha today is from Oileh Bava. So you kiss the ground in the place that's Kaddish. That's only Oileh Bava, not Oileh Mitzrayim. We'll see later on, the Ramban is Chaylik. The Ramban holds, the Ramban probably also, the Ramban holds that you have Chibas Eretz Yisrael everywhere, not only in the borders of Oileh Bava, all the borders, even the borders of Oileh Mitzrayim, yeah.
The Ramban says that the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah de'eraisa, and he would carry Yisrael, he lived in
Akko. He lived in Akko?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Akko is part of it.
Which side of Akko? There's two.
He originally moved to Yerushalayim. Say
it's because
he didn't know, he wasn't
100% sure
which part of Akko was part of Eretz Yisrael and which part wasn't, and then later in his life he figured it out and then
returned. Oh, okay. The whole thing. Okay. In any event, the Chidushim says, he's going to look in this Raya of Taisus. He says, not a Raya. Akko could be from Eretz Yisrael, not from Eretz Yisrael. But that's enough to create Chibas Eretz Yisrael. The Ritva also is done, maybe. We'll talk about that later in the context of the Rambam. The Rambam probably also holds the way, because the Rambam holds that the borders of our Mishnah, we're not up to the Rambam yet, but the Rambam holds that the borders of our Mishnah, the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim. So Akka is the border of Eilim Mitzrayim, and Rav Abba was Menashe Kipid Akka. Anyway, we're in the world of Taisus right now. So Taisus assumes to have a poshut, kissing the ground has to do with Kedusha, and what's Kodesh today is the borders of Eilim Bavel, not the borders of Eilim Mitzrayim. Taisus seems to assume that the Kedusha of Oileh Bavel is Kitchel Osulavay, that today the Kedusha of Oileh Bavel still applies. And it's Machaikas Yishayna. Machaikas Yishaynim. Machaikas in the Gemara. Machaikas in Yavamas, in Daf Pei Beis, I think. Machaikas Tanoim. The Kedusha Shnia, the Kedusha of Oileh Bavel, was it Kitchel L'Shaita? And then at the time of the Golos of Titus, it was Bottle also. And today there's no Kedusha? Or and Tumas Meis is only drabana, or was the kedusha nishniyot kitchol osid lovei? Machlekes in the Gemara. If you're asking the chachamim, machlekes tanoim, machlekes if Tumas Meis says they're eisid drabana, based on that, and a machlekes yishayim had a pasuk. The Rambam pasuk kedusha shniyot was kitchol osid lovei, and Eretz Yisrael today has kedusha. and mitzvahs from Tfilis Ha'aretz, mitzvahs that Tfilis Ha'aretz today are derayos according to the Rambam. Some mitzvahs that Tfilis Ha'aretz are derabanan anyway for extraneous reasons, but in principle the Rambam holds that Kedusha Shni was Kitzur Lasa Lava in Eretz Yisrael today has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the other Rishonim Paskin, no, Kedusha Shni was bottle, like that panda, that Kedusha Shni was bottle, and mitzvahs at least bars to Bizman as are only derabanan. Taisus over there in Yubamis has two stadim at that. Taisus there in Pebes has two stadim. The Tur in Yeridei, and Shimon Lamed Aleph brings the Machaikis. He brings the Re as holding that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was Kedusha Lasa Lava. It is Kedush Bizman Hazeh. I believe. Bach over there asks, he doesn't know, he sees Taisus Mesupik about it, and it sounds like the Rehadis was Mesupik about it. Now, Kaponim, it's not a double push, whether there's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh or not. Our Taisus seems to be assuming that there is Kedusha Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh. Because if there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh, and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael lapsed the same way the Kedusha of Mitzrayim lapsed, so what are you bringing me from Abba that he was Menashek Kibidakar? It's not Kodesh anyway. So if Rabbi kissed it, maybe he kissed it, I don't know, he kissed it, even though it's not Kodesh anymore, so then it could have been early Mitzrayim already. Taisha seems to assume the reason why Rabbi was Menashek Kibidakar is because the Kedusha of the Bubble was Kedusha Lasa Lava. So stop me, you should know, it's a Gilu, that this place is that Rabbi Natam seems to hold. This Rabbi Natam told me. That Rabbi Natam apparently holds that Kedusha Shni was Kedusha Lasa Lava. And Taisha Yivamas Kamer, it's the Tut Stodim in Taisha, and that's a Pasha. Okay, but like upon it, Taisha seems to assume the way. It sounds like Taisha would hold that Lamanda Omer Kedusha Shni was Batla, and there'd be no point in kissing Kibidaka, because it's not Kedusha. What should I say? Then Taisa brings another eye. Perik Misha Oxley, Perik Lememer, the Akri, Lafker, it's Yisrael, Havi. Haki Havi Miftir, Rabbon, Mei Hadodi, but Akri Havi Miftir, Mei Hadodi, with Yisha Oslo, Lotzis, Mei Eretz Yisrael, the Chutz Lorets. So the Gemara over there says that the Issa to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lorets was the border for the Issa to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lorets was an Akri. And Akri is where they said goodbye. So you see that Akri, again, Taisa assumes, that the Issa to go from Chutzlach from Eretz to Chutzlach is totally in the borders of Eilei Bavel. Because Taisa assumes, again, that it's totally in what's Kaddish and what's not Kaddish. Eilei Mishayim is not Kaddish because it laps. Eilei Bavel is Kaddish. So where's the border? Where's the Kavat Tefer between what you're, where you're allowed to be and where you're not allowed to be? Eilei Bavel. And it says that the border was Akai. So again, it's a Raya that Akai is the border of Eilei Bavel, not the border of Eilei Mishayim. And it seems that they said they were in Akai. They were Miftir Adodi in Akai. It means they said goodbye in Akai. So they went into Akai. Akai apparently is still within the borders of Eilei Bavel. If Abba kissed to keep it to Akai, it must be within the borders of Eilei Bavel. The Chachamim, where they would say goodbye in Akai, it must be within the borders of Eilei Bavel. So how can the Mishnah say that it's Chutzlart? According to Ben Atam, that the borders of our Mishnah, the borders of Eilei Bavel, how could Akai be Chutzlart?
Generally speaking, if Kishniel was not Kishlos and Bavel, mm-hmm.
And the loss of love when we conquer it again. Maybe we did already, but there's a din among contemporary rabbanim. Maybe today most Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it has a loch of even Laman Doma, even according to those who showed him that Kedusha Eretz Yisrael lapsed. Maybe today it's back because you have a Yerusha. People do the Rav Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, yes, Lodom Adoma. I think maybe a loch of Maisa. It's to get a lot of things. To get a Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh. We all, the Paiskim, will assume Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh is there. Bon and all kinds of things are built on that. You know, to those who entertain the thought, why? Maybe you have him be as Kulchim, right? Maybe so. Akapanim, we're not the, but it's something like that. You know, when we reconquer Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says there'll be a Yerusha Shlisha, so it'll be a third Kedusha, and then, you know, Melech HaMashiach, and that'll be the third Kedusha. Yeah. So Taisus answers, "I'm Rabbi Natan, the Lekosha Midi. The Akhi Haisa Chetzi Baritz and Chetzi Bechuslar. It's going to be Chibi Yishami. It's a Beferish Yishami. Taisus brings it to Hemshach that Akhi was half and half. Akhi was in Eretz Yisrael, but it straddled the border of Eretz Yisrael and Chuslar. So they said goodbye in the inner part of Akhi. They're abundant. When they said goodbye to each other, they said goodbye in Akhi, in the inner part of Akhi. Vabu was Menashe Kipi Dakhi when it got to the inner part of Akhi, but the outer part of Akhi is Taka Chutz Lorets, and our Mishnah that says that Akhi is which direction I always forget. Kitsofen. Akai kitsofen, it means the outer part of Akai.
Our mission is talking about the tzad of chutzlarts. The Gemara talks about it. The Mishnah says that if somebody made a tanai, and if I don't come back from my, I'm going away, I'm going to Chutz La'aretz, and if I don't come back within 30 days, the get should be, you should be Megureshes. And he only got the Akoi, he never got any further. So the Mishnah says that the Tanai is Batal. Gemara thinks it means because he never, how's it work over there? Says like this. The Mishnah says in Ayinvav and Aleph, the fellow said, "Im leibosi mikan vad yom." He was going to the Galil, and he said, "If I don't come back within 30 days, you should be megureshes." And he set off to the Galil. He never really got too far into the Galil. He got to Antifras, which is the very beginning, and then he came back. So the shaila is that called that he went to the Galil and he came back, and that's it. He arrived. That's it. He was mekayim. He was not mekayim. The condition of the get was that he'll go to the Galil and not come back for 30 days. Never got to the Galil. Or maybe if he never got to the Galil, then we haven't started the clock hasn't started yet. But if he got to the Galil and he came back, then the clock already started and he came back within 30 days and there's no get. So the Mishnah says that if he came to Antifras, that's called that he got to the Galil and the Mela and he came back within 30 days, so the Tanai is Batal. And the same thing with Chutz La'aretz. The guy says he's going to Chutz La'aretz and he gave such a get and he got to Akai and then he came back. So batal tanai. So the Gemara thinks it means the reason why the tanai has not been fulfilled is because Akka is already chutz la'aretz. So he got the chutz la'aretz. The clock already began to tick, and he came back within 30 days. So that's it. The tanai was not makuyim. So the get is batal. That's what the Gemara thinks, and that the Gemara says is that true that Akka is chutz la'aretz? But what happened to the, we know that kafi miftri had rabbonim hadodi, they would say goodbye in Akka. Apparently Akka is still eretz. So it's not chutz la'aretz. Therefore, the Gemara is a different shot than the Mishnah. The Mishnah means something else entirely. So, Taisha says, what's the Gemara's kash in the first place? Yeah, the Rabbanan said goodbye in the inner part of Akai. Maybe the Mishnah means he got to the outer part of Akai. So he did get the Chutz La'aretz. So that's why the Tanai is both. So why didn't the Gemara answer that? So Taisha says no, because he gil Akai is mashmi, he got to the beginning of Akai, and since he's coming from the Eretz Yisrael, so the beginning of Akai is the inner side of Akai. So that's why the Gemara couldn't give that answer. So that's it. Ad Kan Rabbeinu Tam. So Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is at the Gvulim of the Mishnah, the Gvulim of Elul Bavel, because that's where Tamid Chacham Mitzuyim, that's where it's also Lotus Mimir Shol Chutz La'aretz. That defines the border of Eretz Yisrael in Gittin. Akoshulri, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam has to say that Akoi is, Rabbeinu Tam has to say that when the Mishnah talks about Akoi, it means the outer side of Akoi. Because the inner side of Akai is Eretz Yisrael. It's part of the bubble. You see, they used to kiss it. They would. The Rabbanu were Miftri and Me'adodli and Akai. Akai, the inside of Akai, the inner side of inner Akai, is part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah that says that Akai Kisofon must be talking about the outer side of Akai. So the outer side of Akai is Chutz La'aretz for Gittin. The inner side of Akai is Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Akosh Levi, Levi Esakasha, Domel Kamon. So the
Rabbeinu Tam is going to bring two rayas against Rabbeinu Tam. This is his first raya. The Gemara had the story in that Vav Amud Beis. The story was that somebody came with a get, Shliach came with a get, and he came from Kfar Sisoi. He brought a get from Kfar Sisoi to Tzipayi. Anyway, he brought a get from Kfar Sisoi. I don't know where the way he brought it to, but he brought a get from Kfar Sisoi. And Tarfon, I think it was over there, said he should say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So nichnas l'fanei Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi came in and he said, what's going on? Kfar Sisoi is muvlo b'tchum Eretz Yisrael. The kreivo l'tzipayri yoyser me'akoy. And the Mishnah says that a mayor said akoy k'ay so'l'git. And even Rabbi Yehuda is only chaylik and a mayor. Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. He says akoy is chus la'aretz. It's only because it's not so close to tzipayri. But kfar Sisoi, which is very close to tzipayri, even Rabbi Yehuda invited it to a mayor. So therefore, there's no need for b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. If from Akoy your mayor says you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, which is sort of close to Tzipari. So from Kfar Sisoi, which is very close to Tzipari, you certainly don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So it reverses in the way that Reb Tarfon in Echanat. Reb Tarfon really, it turned out that Reb Tarfon did not require b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. He just told the shliach it wouldn't hurt to say b'fanei nechta, because that way the get will be mekuyim. So it doesn't do any harm. Even if you come from Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't hurt to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. If there'll ever be a need for kiyum, the get will be mekuyim. That's a halacha that comes out over there. But even in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't need to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, but if you do, it helps. And later, if there's an ear, you don't have to have another kiyum. So Reb Tarfon also just meant it for good measure. But really, you do not have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta from Kfar Sisoi, because it's kreivu l'tzipayri, even more than akoy, and even akoy is Eretz Yisrael git, as Reb Meir said. So alachas kama v'chama. Kfar Sisoi. That's the Shtikl Gemara. There's a lot of questions in that Gemara. We're going to be busy with that Gemara today. But Akapanim, Taisus asks, so it sounds like, what's the Mila Kfar Sisoi? That it's Krevo L'Tzipayri. It's even more, and what's Tzipayri? Eretz Yisrael. So the Mila of Kfar Sisoi apparently is that it's Karov to Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Eretz Yisrael means Oile Bavel. So apparently the Mila of Kfar Sisoi is that it's close to Oile Bavel. Even more than Akai. Akai is not so close to Tzipayri. It's not so close to Eli Bavel. Ask the Rig, what do you mean? Akai may not be close to Tzipayri. Maybe it's not so close to Tzipayri, but it's very close to Akai. Akai, the outer Akai to inner Akai, it's just across the street. So, Ein Lecha Korv Yosem Yizeh. So, and yet Rabbi Yehuda says Akai is Kachut Star. So, what does Gemara want? What does Rabbi Loi want? We're going to come back to this raya, because this Gemara we have to. But I want to first do the next raya in places, because we're going to give it a shorter shift. Void rebrings another raya. Yeah, so Gemara says like this. Gemara is a shayla. The halacha is amoicher avdoi. If you sell an eved kain, if the chutz lords, he's yotzul lecheres. So Rashi over there says because you're forcing him to violate an iser, an eved kain is also mechuyav b'mitzvus. And by selling him to chutz lords, you're forcing him to violate the iser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. So you don't have a right to do that. So therefore, the eved is yotzul. You want to move to chutz lords, you want to take the eved with you, or you want to sell him to somebody who lives in chutz lords. So right away, he's yotzul lecheres. The knas is yotzul lecheres. And that way he's able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. So the Moshe Shaila, what if you sold the Eved, not Mamash, to Chutz Lartz? You sold him to Surya. Is that like selling him to Chutz Lartz, or is it not like selling him to Chutz Lartz? So the Emes, the Gemara doesn't speak out, what are the Tzadi Yasofik? Taisus assumes that the Tzadi Yasofik are, because the Gemara then goes on and quotes a Brisa. The Gemara later, bottom of the Omer, quotes a Brisa. The Brisa says that Surya is chayiv in Trumas and Maisus, like Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara explains, because that price holds kibush yochid, shmei kibush. But on the other hand, it has Trumas to Eretz Ha'amim, like Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, Taisus assumes It's not Mufush Nigmar. I'm not so sure how Taisa knew this. He just assumes that those are the Tzadi Asopik over here, whether Meicher after the Suri is Kameichel Chutzlorets or not. On the one hand, the Brisa holds that it's Chayim Trumas and Meisus because Kibush Yochesh Mei Kibush. Who says we pass him like Brisa? I don't know. That's how Taisa assumes. Maybe Taisa assumes we pass him like that Brisa. It's very not clear. It doesn't say in the Gemara that those are the Tzadi Asopik. You could have learned that the Gemara is going that maybe Suya is not chayiv in Trumas and Meisus, and still we have a suffix if Meicher Abdul Suya is Kameicher Luchos Toretz or not. Yeah, maybe Taisos would have a poshut that if Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, then of course it's Kameicher Luchos Toretz. So that the whole suffix is only because Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. The Gemara is going like the Brisa that Kibush Yochid is Kibush. It is chayiv in Trumas and Meisus. On the other hand, Afer Tomei. So because we have this ambivalence in Suya, it's Eretz Yisrael and Atayra. But on the other hand, you see, it's chayim trumas and meisus. The meisus is the parish. Shmei kibush. On the other hand, after tomei. So therefore, what's the story? You can make her abdul l'suya. So the Gemara brings a raya from Akoy. Amalut tanisura. Meir aimer Akoy kereso legitin. The gitin in laavodim loy. And Meir said that Akoy is kereso legitin. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not even for gitin. Rabbi Meir said it's for like kereso legitin. So where's the medayik that Rabbi Meir said it's only kereso legitin? He didn't say that Akoy is kereso for avodim. Apparently, Akoy is like Chutzlorets for Avodim. So if Akoy is like Chutzlorets for Avodim, so Kol Shekin Surya, which is Merachko Tuva, asks Tosis, if we're talking about, according to Rabbi Natan, which side of Akoy are we talking about? The Chutzlorets side of Akoy. The Chutzlorets side of Akoy. We're talking about the Chutzlorets side of Akoy, so what's the Kol Shekin? Yeah, the Chutzlorets side of Akoy is Chutzlorets. It's outside of Oily Bavel. But Suya, if Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, then Suya is Eretz Yisrael. So who cares that Suya is further? It's further away. It may be further away, but it's Eretz Yisrael, and then Akka is not Eretz Yisrael. Who cares that it's far away? It's far away from you, but it's not far away from Eretz Yisrael. It is Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Rebbe's going to be mechir from here that we're not talking about the chutzlor side of Akre, we're talking about the Eretz Yisrael side of Akre. And still he's Yotzul Cheres, because you're sending him to a faraway place where it's outside of the Ikra Yishuv, but he's not going to be able to find the Daf Yomishir, and it's far from the Mokam HaChachamim. So it's Koshken Suri, the Merach Ketuvah. Yeah, maybe Eretz Yisrael, but it's even more in the sticks. So that's how the Rebbe's going to learn the Gemara. But according to Rebbe Natam, that we're talking about the chutzlor side of Akre. The mission is at the chutzlor side of Akoy. What's the kol shekein? Akoy is chutzlor, and Suri is Eretz Yisrael. A lot of Suri is better than Akoy. Emes, I think the kash is a kash on Rabbi Natan. Emes, a kash on Rashi, because Rashi says beferish. Rashi over there in Daf Ches says beferish. That the reason why he's kemeicher l'chutzlaretz, the reason why it's also why hamecher abda yotzel cheirus, Rashi over there says kemeicher abda l'chutzlaretz. Rashi says the kansinu l'kech mishum de eved shayach b'mitzvus also lotzus me'oritz l'chutzlaretz. So first of all, it says in Rashi that the reason for the iser, the reason why hamecher abda yotzel cheirus, not like the re, because you're sending him away from the ikra yishuv, you're sending him away to a place where it's not a makom tayer. Even if it is there, so Rashi says no. The reason why he's Yotzul Cheres is because he's sending him to Chutz La'aretz. And it says in Rashi that the reason why Akoy is carried to Yisrael legitin, but not for Avodim. Rameir, Rashi says legitin in mishum debekim l'shmo yishlichi l'kaimai, but Avodim loy de'lav meretz Yisraeli. So it says Beferish in Rashi that Akoy is not meretz Yisrael. We're not talking about again. You know, it's Rashi's. Very much sounds like Rabbeinu, like that Rashi sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. That the Akli of the Mishnah is the Akli of Chutz La'aretz. According to the Ri, the Akli of the Mishnah is the Akli of Eretz Yisrael. It's just in the boondocks. So that's why it's Yotzul Cheres. So Suya is even more of the boondocks. But Rashi says, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the Akli of the Mishnah is Chutz La'aretz. So according to Rashi, the Kasha of the Ri is a Kasha in Rashi also. If we're talking about the Akri of Chutz La'aretz, and the reason why the Eved is Yotzel Cheres is because you're sending him to Chutz La'aretz and it's Otzel Otzel Merit Shol to Chutz La'aretz. So what's the Raya to Suya? Suya is Kibush Yochid. Kibush Yochid maybe is Shmei Kibush, so it's better. The Kashalot, the Riyas and Rabbeinu Tam, we can ask
The same kasha in Rashi. So I think maybe Rashi and Meram is a teretz. Rashi says, Suya doesn't really have a Dibur Maskel. It's after the Dibur Maskel, Kamechir B'chuslarts. So Rashi interjects, Suya Litzfoyne Shil Eretz Yisrael Lehalon Mi'akoy. That Suya is north of Eretz Yisrael, past Akoy. I think Rashi's saying here at Eretz. What's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Kol Shekhen Suya Demarach Katub. If Akoy is Keretz Yisrael Gittin, so Kol Shekhen, if Akoy, if Hamecher Abde, I'm sorry, if Akoy is Kechutz Loretz to Gittin, if Akoy is Kechutz Loretz to Avodim, if Hamecher Abde, if Akoy is Kechutz Loretz for Avodim, so Suya, which is even further away, should certainly be Kechutz Loretz for Avodim. So let's see the Moshe point to the Ri. What's Pshat in the Gemara? That Akoy is far from the Mekhemes HaKar. So he's even further from the Mekhaimus HaTerah. So if HaMoich Ha'avdoi La'aka is Yotzu L'cheiros, so certainly you send him off to Suya. It's Mamish not a Mokhaim Terah. So that's certainly that he's Yotzu L'cheiros. According to the Reis Pshat, it doesn't really matter if Suya is in the same direction as Akri. That's not really the point. The point is that Suya is further away than Akri. Akri is far from the Ikir HaYishuv, and Suya is further away from the Ikir HaYishuv. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Kol Shekhen Suya, the Merach Ketubah. So he is more provincial than Akai, so it's even more reason to be Yotzul Chayes. Rashi stresses, though, in the Gemara's that the Gemara's kasha is because Suya is to the north. Akai is Litzofen. Akai Litzofen va Akai Kitzofen. So Akai is north of Eretz Yisrael, and Suya is further north of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi is stressing that when you go to Suya, you pass Akai. I think Rashi learning Pshat Nimor's Kasha differently. Rashi learning the Gemara's Kasha not just that Suya is further away than Akai. Rashi learning the Mishnah says that the border of Eretz Yisrael is Akai. The Mishnah says the favorite. The border of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin is Akai. And Akai Kitzofen. And Rameir says that it's not on the border for, and you see from Rameir that we're talking about the border not only for Gittin but for Avodim too. Rameir argues says Akai. Rabbi Yehuda says Akai Kitzofen. Akai is like Chutz Laretz. Rameir said Akai Keretz Yisrael LeGittin. Why do you have to stress LeGittin? We've been talking about Gittin the whole time. Apparently, we're not only talking about Gittin. We're talking about Gittin and Avodim, because Gittin and Avodim are similar. So the Gemara is asking. Moshe Medayik. You see from Rameir that the Mishnah is talking about Gittin and Avodim. The border of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin and for Avodim is Akai. So Rameir is Moshe that Akai itself is on the inside of the border for Gittin, but for Avodim he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda this on the outside of the border. But was defining a border. That means you take Akai and you draw a line across the north parallel to Akai, and that's the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, the Gittin and Avodim. So then how can Suya be? So then it's the Feirush in the Mishnah that the northern border for Avodim is by Akai, and if you go to Suya, you pass the northern border. You pass the border. There's a sign parallel to Akai. Avodim, go free over here. So if you go to Suya, then you pass the line. So what does it matter to Lomdus? The Gemara's not asking a Lomdus Shikasha. Taisus, I think, understood. The Re understood. The Gemara's asking a Lomdus Shikasha. If selling to Akai is a Siba to go to Cheirus, so selling to Suya is certainly a Siba to go to Cheirus. And that, he says, what's the comparison? Akai is not even Kibush Yochid. Suya has Kibush Yochid. But I think that Rashi, it's mashma to me in Rashi, that Rashi learning the Gemara's not asking a Lomdus Shikasha. The Gemara's asking a geographical question. Where is the border of Eretz Yisrael for Avodim? So the Gemara is Medayik. You see from Rameir that the border of Eretz Yisrael for Avodim is Akai. So if you pass Akai, then you go L'cheiros. So how can HaMoichar after the Suya? So then it's Mukhuch that HaMoichar after the Suya is Yotzu L'cheiros. You could ask why, after all, if Kibush Yochid should make Kibush, then why is it Yotzu L'cheiros? Well, maybe because it has to Maser Tzahamim. Maybe other reasons that, I mean, doesn't really matter. But the Gemara's question was never in Lomdus. In Lomdus it's true. In Lomdus, Suya has a Maila that Akai doesn't have. Akai is just Chutz Laretz. And we don't know it doesn't say anywhere that there was Kibush Yochid over there. Suya is Kibush Yochid. In Lomda, Suya has Milas over Akai. But it doesn't matter. It says in the Mishnah that the northern border for Avodim is Akai.
So Surya is past the northern border. It must be that that beyond it's mavur in the Mishnah that if you go past Akre, then you've gone out l'cheres. And that's the Gemara's kasha, just from the geographical map that the Mishnah gives, which is not only for Gittin but for Avodim as well. So Kfar Ben Tamakar, you can say the same thing. Yes, Lodin. So, why did the re did ask it for a kasha? Why did the re not learn this pshat in the Gemara? Yes, Lodin v'adam. That'll leave for the Adam to think of that. I think that's pshat of pshat. Let's go back to Kvasi Soy, because Kvasi Soy is taka that Gemara about Kvasi Soy. I think that's really a key to the whole machlokes here between Rebbeinu Tam and the re.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say, "Le gittin in la'avodim lo"? The gittin in la'avodim lo. That means, "Akas kersol gittin," but not for avodim. That means I think the way Rashi learning, the Gemara's kasha is, and maybe this is the nekuda between the Ri and Rashi. Is it very warm in here? Okay. Rameyer never said the words that Akoi is the border. Rabbi Yehuda said that. Rabbi Yehuda said, Akoi, where is the border of Eretz Yisrael? May Akoi, where is the border of Chutz La'aretz? What's called Medina Siam? May Akoi Litzofen v'Akoi Kitzofen. Rabbi Yehuda said that Akai is a border. Border means that you draw a line parallel to Akai, and that's the border. Rabbi Meir didn't say those words. Rabbi Meir just said that Rabbi Yehuda said Akai Kitzofen, Akai itself is Kitzofen for Gittin. Rabbi Meir said, no, you should know Akai is not Litzofen Kigittin, which implies it's not Litzofen Kigittin, but it is Kitzofen La'avon. So it's only in Rameir himself, the diak is. The most you can be medayik is that Akri itself is like Chutz La'aretz for Avodim. But Rameyer never said the words that Akri is the border for Avodim. So what's Pshat Rashi? What's the Gemara's kasha? So I think Lefi Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is that the Gemara assumes that if Rameyer was talking about Avodim, he was making this distinction between Gittin and Avodim, then that implies that Rabbi Yehuda was also talking about Avodim. That when Rabbi Yehuda said Akai Litzofen, May Akai Litzofen, Akai Kitzofen, he wasn't only talking about Gittin, he was talking about Avodim too. After all, the Mishnah later on say that Avodim is one of the Drachim Sheshavu Gittinoshim Lishikhriya. Avodim and Gittin have a relationship with each other. So from the fact that Rameyer made the distinction, he spoke out Gittin as in contradistinction to Avodim, so the Mashmoy says that Rabbi Yehuda was also talking about Avodim. And Rabbi Yehuda said Akai Litzofen for everything. And the border is Akai, and Akai is north of the border. L'choldover. And Rameyer says, no, la'avodim, you're right, but for Gittin, you're wrong. For Gittin, avodim is within Akai is within the border. So therefore, the Gemara is learning from Rameyer, mid Rameyer nishma l'Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that Rameyer references Gittin as opposed to avodim, that Akai is carried so l'Gittin, but not la'avodim, the Gemara understood, according to Rashi, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Akai is kitzofen for everything. And Rabbi Yehuda is already talking about a border. Rabbi Yehuda is not just talking about what it's Akri itself. Rabbi Yehuda said the border is Me'akri Litzofen. And in addition, Me'akri Kitzofen. So if the Mishnah is talking about Gittin and Avodim, and not only Rameyer, but Rabbi Yehuda also are talking about Gittin and Avodim, then it says in the Mishnah that Akri is the northern border for Avodim. In fact, so now the Gemara says the Gemara, this is how Rashi explains the Gemara. So that means when you pass Akri, you pass the border for Gittin and Avodim. So to go to Surya, you have to pass Akai. So obviously Surya is past the border for Avodim. So it's a raya that Amalekha Abdullah Surya is Yotzul Lechayers. It could be the Re didn't learn that way. The Re learned that the Diak is Rameyer, but that the Rameyer was talking about Gittin and Avodim. The Diak and Rameyer is that Rameyer was talking about Gittin and Avodim. Like Gittin in Avodim Loi. But Rabbi Yehuda wasn't talking about Avodim. And Rameyer only talked about Akai as itself. Rameyer didn't say anything about where the border is. That's why maybe the Reed didn't think this is pshat in the Gemara, that there's some kind of border for Avonim. This is not, Rabbi Yehuda is not describing a border for Avonim. It could be that that's in the Kudus HaMachlokes here in pshat. What does the Gemara mean when it asks the Kashi, in the Gittin in La'avodim Loi? Is the Rai from a mayor or the Rai is from Rabbi Yehuda? The Re learned that the Rai is from a mayor. A mayor said that Akhoy itself is kechutzlor, it's for Gittin, is keretzol le'Gittin, but not for Avonim. So Akhoy itself is kechutzlor, it's la'avodim. And from there, the Gemara wants to bring a Rai. If Akhoy is kechutzlor, it's la'avodim, then Suya is even more kechutzlor, is even more kechutzlor, it's la'avodim. Ask the Re, why? Akhoy is chutzlor, it's, and then Suya is kibush yochin. So what's the comparison? It must be, says the Re, we're talking about the Tzad Eretz Yisrael of Akhoy. But it's still kechutzlor, it's la'avodim, because it's far away from the Mekayim HaSatara. So Suya is even further away from the Mekayim HaSatara. Come, but that's how the Re learns the Gemara. But Rashi, I think, learns the Gemara that the Rai is not from a mayor. A mayor only spoke about Akhoy. Maybe Akhoy is, from Akhoy there's no Rai. Maybe Akhoy is kechutzlor, it's l'nin avodim. But Suya is better because it's kibush yochin. Right, that's not the Gemara's Rai in the first place. The Gemara's Rai is that since you're a mayor, you see in a mayor that the Mishnah is talking about Gittin and Avodim. So then when Rabbi Yehuda said that the border is Akhoy, he meant it's the border for Gittin and Avodim. Well, if Akhoy is the border, that means not only Akhoy itself, but Akhoy defines the line past which Avodim are Yoytzi L'Cheres. Well, if Avodim defines the line past which Avodim are Yoytzi L'Cheres, then how does the Eved get to Suri without being Yoytzi L'Cheres? He has to pass the line of Akhoy. And Rashi learns that's the Gemara's Kashi. Rain and Tamka learn all their Kashi.
Are we talking about
dual from the Orient Triangle or above? Rashi doesn't tell us. I don't know how Rashi learns. Rashi, that there is a deacon in the Mishnah that Rashi also told about the Mitzrayim, because Rashi brought the Pasuk of Avraham Avinu. By Rechem and Chege, Rashi brought the Pasuk of Avraham Avinu. Some of the like, maybe you've seen Rashi, we're talking about who cares about Avraham Avinu? That's Oilim Mitzrayim maxim. It's the maxim of borders of Avtocha. But in Yonenu, it doesn't really matter whether we're talking about the Mitzrayim or early Bavel. What matters is just the Pshatan and the Gemara. What's the Gemara's Raya from Akhoy to what's the Gemara's Raya from Akhoy that if Akhoy is if Hamoich Rabdil Akhoy is Yavtzul L'Cheres, so Kol Shekhen Suya the Merach Ketuba. The real learned the Raya is because Akhoy is worse. Akhoy Suya is worse than Akhoy. To go to sell an Eva down the river to Suya is worse than selling him to Akhoy. Why is it worse? So he's kibush yochid. Akhoy is why is it worse? So he says it's worse because it's further away from the Kira Yishuv, and that's the. But the rise from Akhoy itself is a Suy itself is a worse place for an Eved to be than Akhoy. And that's the reason. So that's the reason chokha, that we must be talking about the Eretz Yisrael the side of Akhoy, because if we're talking about the Chutz the side of Akhoy, then it's better than Suy. Then it's worse than Suya. Suya is kibush yochid. The chutzlars side of Akhoy is just chutzlars. And maybe Rabbeinu Tam learned, I think it's Medrash and Rashi, that the Gemara is not saying anything about Akhoy compared to Suya. It could be that maybe Suya is much more holy than Akhoy. Suya has kibush yochid and Akhoy maybe is chutzlars. That's not the Gemara's kash at all. The Gemara's kash is that you see from Rameir the Mishnah is talking about Avonim too. And if therefore if Rabbi Yehuda said that Akhoy may Akhoy litzofen and Akhoy kitzofen, and he was saying that anywhere north of Akhoy, the Eved is Yotzei L'Cheres. So it's a riot. If you go to Suri, you're Yotzei L'Cheres. Why are you Yotzei L'Cheres? Maybe because that's Tumas Eretz Ha'amen. But Akabonim, the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara is Medayik, that it says in the Mishnah that Akhoy is the border for Avonim being Yotzei L'Cheres. Yeah, let's talk about Kfar Sisoy. Maybe it's not going to work.
Maybe a marker wouldn't have. Anybody have a marker? Why do you walk around with a marker?
For sure. There's nowhere else to leave it.
Yeah. I should bring it from my office, right? Let me start. What does it say in the Gemara? It says in the Gemara, that they bought a gift from Kfar Sisoy. I don't know how to do this.
It's Tzipori. And they bought a gift from Kfar Sisoy. Here's Akhoy. So they bought a gift from Kfar Sisoy, and Rabbi Tarfon over there said they should say B'fanei Neftam, B'fanei Neftam. So Rabbi Lai said, why should you say B'fanei Neftam, B'fanei Neftam, B'fanei Neftam? Kfar Sisoy, first of all, is Muvla B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. Come back to that.
furthermore, it's closer to Tzipori than Akai. And Akai, Rabbi Yehuda says, is Kuchutz La'aretz for Gittin. But Rabbi Meir says, it's Keretz Yisrael L'Gittin. According to Rabbi Meir, if Akai is Keretz Yisrael L'Gittin, so closer can Fras Yisoy. And then he goes further, Rabbi Leir says, and even Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbi Meir, he only argues in Rabbi Meir by Akai, which is not so close to Tzipori. But Kfras Yisoy, which is very close to Tzipori, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Meir that you do not have to say b'fanei nefta b'fanei nefta. That's the Gemara. So now, what Akai are we talking about? The Eretz Yisrael Akai or the Chutz La'aretz Akai? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're talking about the Chutz La'aretz side of Chutz La'aretz. According to the Ri, we're talking about the Tzad Eretz Yisrael. But it's still Kuchus Loris the Gittin because it's far away. That's what he wants to prove to me. It's far away from the Ikar Yishim. Where you have like a Dinim Purim and so on. So the Ri's question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if Eretz Yisrael for Gittin is defined by Oli Bava, that's what he's saying. Eretz Yisrael for Gittin is defined by Oli Bava. And Akai is Kuchus Loris because it's outside of Oli Bava. Well, how close is Akai to Oli Bava? Akai itself, we're talking about the side of Chutz La'aretz. But how far away is Akai, the Chutz La'aretz side of Akai, to Oli Bava? Across the street. Because the southern side of Akai is Eretz Yisrael. The northern side of Akai is Chutz La'aretz. So from Akai to Eretz Yisrael is just across the street. So how can Rabbi Loi say that Kfras Yisoy is Kfras Yisoy is closer to Tzipori than Akai? Who cares that Kfras Yisoy is closer to Tzipori than Akai? But it's, what does Tzipori matter? The point is, how close are you to Eretz Yisrael? Smuch, it means how close you are to Eretz Yisrael. Well, if Rabbi Yehuda says that Akai is Kechutz La'aretz, Rabbi Yehuda says Akai is Kechutz La'aretz, even though it's across the street from Oli Bava, so Kfras Yisoy, which is, however close it might be to Tzipori, but it's not across the street. So what's Rabbi Yehuda even talking about? So therefore, the relearns that we're talking about the Tzad Eretz Yisrael of Akai, the side of Oli Bava, the side that Rabbi Abba kissed, and Rabbanu Mifti Me'adodi. We're talking about the Eretz Yisrael side of Bava. I'm sorry, we're talking about the Eretz Yisrael side of Akai. But that's nothing to do with Gittin. For Gittin, it's not allowed to be Eretz Yisrael. For Gittin, you have to be close to the. We'll see. We're going to be more in detail in a second. But for Gittin, you have to be close to. Not allowed to be Oli Bava. You have to be close. You have to be in the Ikar Yishuv, or at least close to the Ikar Yishuv. So even the Tzad Eretz Yisrael of Akai is not in the Ikar Yishuv, and maybe not even so close to the Ikar Yishuv. Well, where is the Ikar Yishuv? Tzipori is part of the Ikar Yishuv. Tzipori marks in the north. That's the Ikar Yishuv. So therefore, Rabbi Loi says very well. Rabbi Meir said that Akai is Keretz Yisrael Gittin. Why is Keretz Yisrael Gittin? It's not in the Ikar Yishuv. But it's close to the Ikar Yishuv. It's close to Tzipori. Yehuda said, no, it's not so close to Tzipori. Not good enough. But Kfras Yisoy, which is even closer to the Ikar Yishuv, that's even better. So there, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Meir that that's close enough to the Ikar Yishuv that it should be considered like Eretz Yisrael. Shouldn't have to say before and after the funny now. That's the thesis. And there's more details, but that's basically. So let's focus on Rabbeinu Tam, see what we can work out in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, which we're talking about, doesn't have this Ikar Yishuv notion. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Oli Bava, the borders of Eretz Yisrael are Oli Bava. That's what we have about the Dinim Kuyim, the Tamilcham Mitzuyim. Oli Bava are the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And Akai, which is the Chutz La'aretz, Akai Kitzofim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the Chutz La'aretz side of Akai. So let's start with this. Let's see a question. We have in the beginning of the Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah, we have Machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel about Smuchas. Tanakam says that Smuchas are like Eretz Yisrael and Rekim. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, Rekim is Afa Mevim and Rekim and Acheger. Even Rekim, which is right near Oli Bava, it's like Chutz La'aretz.
machlekes about smuchis, and smuchis going to Rebbeinu Tam means sabach to Eilei Bava. Right now, I'm going to stay in Rebbeinu Tam. We'll talk about the reading probably tomorrow, but right now, let's stay in Rebbeinu Tam. So smuchis means smuchis to Eretz Yisrael. What do Rabbi Yehuda and Meir hold about that machlekes? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about the issue of smuchis? Smuchis to Eretz Yisrael. Is smuchis to Eretz Yisrael, yes, like Eretz Yisrael, not like Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael defined by the bubble. I think there's a few eyes that they hold like Rabbi Gamliel. They don't hold from smuchis. First of all, reckon. The example of smuchis is reckon. Rabbi Gamliel's example of smuchis, the case, the classical case of smuchis is reckon. What does Rabbi Yehuda say about reckon? It's chutzlars. Reckon, reckon b'mizruch, reckon k'mizruch. Smuchis is the case of smuchis. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's chutzlars. Apparently, it doesn't hold from smuchis. Even Rabbi Meir doesn't argue about reckon. Rabbi Yehuda said 3 times, Ashkel and reckon, Akai. Rabbi Meir wakes up at Akai. Akai, Akai carries Sol Gittin. I don't hear Rabbi Meir saying, Rekim carries Sol Gittin. Sounds like Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that Rekim is Chutzlars. I is Smuchas. Apparently, they're all from Smuchas. Moreover, we can bring a riot from Akai itself in a way this is going to be riot. Akai is for sure Smuchas to the other bubble. It's across the street from the other bubble. Again, according to Rabbi Tam, Smuchas means Smuchas to the other bubble. Akai, the tzad chutzlars, the Mishnah's Akai. The Mishnah's Akai is the tzad chutzlars of Akai. But it's very somuch to Eilei Bavel. Because the inner Akai is Eilei Bavel. The southern Akai, the southern half of Akai is Eilei Bavel. So the end of Chasmuch is Golem Mizu. And yet Rav Meir says, and yet Rav Yehuda says that Akai is Chutzlars. And even Rav Meir disagrees and says that Akai is Gesserol Gittin, but it's Mavur in the Gemara. That's not because it's close to the other half of Akai, but because it's close to Tzipori. Who cares about Tzipori? Anyway, this is included in the discussion. Who cares about Tzipori? Akai is close to Tzipori. It's close to Akai. It's Smuchas on the account of being close to Akai. And again, the reader doesn't have this notion of Ikra Yishuv. So what is Emma even talking about? So it's muchuch, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Gamliel, they don't hold to the word of Smuchas. Smuchas to Eretz Yisrael does not give you anything. Smuchas to Eilei Bavel does not give you anything. Reckon, it's chutzlaretz, even though it's almuch to Eilei Bavel. Akai is across the street from Eilei Bavel. And it's chutzlaretz, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir is only chayla because he has this other thing that is close to Tzipori, which we'll talk about in a second. But the fact that it's across the street from Eilei Bavel is garnished. So at the free Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Gamliel. And who does not hold from smuchas, less little smuchas. Meaning they don't have the concept of samuch teres Yisrael. So why does Rameir say that Akai is Geres Yisrael Gittin? If he doesn't hold from smuchas, so why does Rameir say that Akai is Geres Yisrael Gittin? So the Gemara says, not because it's across the street from Eilei Bavel, but because it's close to Tzipori. What's the smile being close to Tzipori? Kochoch, you have to say, this is a new part. Tzipori is the Iker Moshe Vachachamim. It's a hedonism, Tzipori. So that's a different part altogether. That's not Samuch to Eilei Bavel. There's a new part that if you're Samuch to the Iker, the main, it's like, you know, you're next to YU. That's a different word. So then about it, that makes it shichi and miri. That is its own. That's a special ichus. It's nothing to do with being close to the bubble. Remember the Mishnah, the Reisha, the Mishnah, Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, Rekim. That's a case of a city that's close to Eilei Bavel. It's close to Eretz Yisrael. So Tanakama says that's good enough. That makes shichi gemiri. It's close to Eretz Yisrael. And that Rav Meir and Rav Gamliel doesn't hold from that. And Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda also don't hold from that. They're like Rav Gamliel. Rekim is chutzlars.
even though it's close to Eretz Yisrael. But they have a new one, close to Tzipori. Close to Tzipori, Rav Meir is mechadish, that Akka Kesel Gittin, not because it's Somuch to Eretz Yisrael. If Rav Meir thought, if Rav Meir was saying Akka Kesel Gittin because it's Somuch to Eretz Yisrael, he should have said Rekam's Kesel Gittin. It's also Somuch to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Meir didn't say that. Rav Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees to Rabbi Gamliel that Rekam is Chutz Laaretz, because Somuch to Eretz Yisrael doesn't do anything. But Rav Meir is mechadish a new word, that Akka Kesel Gittin because it's Somuch to Tzipori. And Tzipori is the Mokam HaChacham. And Rabbi Loi says that Chiddush Rav Meir, everybody agrees to it. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to it. Rabbi Yehuda only argues by Aki because it's not so close to Tzipori. But Krasi Soi, which is Kreivim Ma'od L'Tzipori, so even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rav Meir that there's this new word of being Kreivim L'Tzipori, of being Korob to the Mokam HaChacham. Comes out, there's two different dinim b'smuchas. The dinim b'smuchas of being Somuch to Eretz Yisrael. And that's a machlekes Tanakam and Gamaliel. That's the case of Rekem. And Rabbi Gamaliel says that smuchas Rekem is chutzlars. And Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda both agree. We also say that Rekem is chutzlars. Rav Yehuda says Meferish. Rekem is chutzlars. Rav Meir didn't argue. They all agree with Rabbi Gamaliel. Rekem is chutzlars. Somuch there is Yisrael. They don't hold them. But they have this new word of being somuch l'tzipori, being somuch to Mokam HaChacham. And the chalukah b'yisai, the din of being Samach Teretz Yisrael has nothing to do with, it's nothing to do with both the din. Samach Teretz Yisrael is because it's Shoras Mitzuyas. The Moshul, we saw in the Ran. The Ran says that the din of Smuchas they have in the ratio, that a common din of Smuchas is not only if you're going from Chutz L'Aretz to Teretz Yisrael, but if you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Aretz. I had a fancy cheshmer, maybe Rashi disagrees, but upon the Ran assumes that the same way you have Smuchas when you're going from Chutz L'Aretz to Teretz Yisrael, you have smuchas when you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Aretz. It means if you go from a place that's Samach to Lebanon into Lebanon, so it's also you don't have to say upon a nechtu, upon a nechtu, according to Rabba. According to Rabba, for sure, but according to Rabba. Why? Because if it's Samach to Lebanon, so it's Shchichi in Lebanon. Shchichi, that's nothing to do with what they did him. Lebanon is Chutz L'Aretz. There's no what they did him. It's Halacha Stam in the Shoreis. That the Shoreis go from a Mokam Samach. That's the Tanakam also. And Ramulil doesn't hold from Ramulil, the Leslush doesn't hold from Shchichi. Doesn't hold that smuchas is Shchichi. That's the shchichi of the Tanakham and Ramamalil. And there, and as far as that's concerned, apparently Rameh and Yehuda, they side with Rabbi Gamaliel. Smuchas doesn't make shchichi, doesn't make shoras mitzuyas. But Rameh is mechadish, and this didn't, the Rashi didn't talk about it. Rameh is mechadish, a new din of Akka Keres Yisrael Gittin, which means, because why? Not because it's close to Eretz Yisrael. It's across the street from Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't matter. We don't have smuchas from that smuchas. It's rather because it's carved to Tzipori, there's a new din of being carved to Tzipori, being carved to the Mokam HaChacham. And Rabbi Loi is Mechadish, that's the Chiddush of Rav Meir, and Rabbi Loi says that new Chiddush of Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to. He only disagrees by Akka, which is not so close to Tzipori, but a place that's very close to Tzipori, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rav Meir's Chiddush, that's enough to transcend that it should make it that it's close to the Beis Din, and that's enough to make it that it's, you don't have to say Bar Nech to Bar Nech. I mean, that's Mukha for a minute time, that's how he learns the Gemara. Now, if you remember, Rabbi Loi really said two things. Rabbi Loi said that Frasi Soi is Mufla B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. And two, it's Kreivu L'Tziperi Leisim Yachim. According to Rabbi Tam, what's the relationship between those two things? Kreivul Tzipori has nothing to do with being Korob to Eretz Yisrael. It's across the sea from Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't do anything. Kreivul Tzipori is this new border being close to the Mokam HaChacham. So what does that do with being Mublu B'tchum Eretz Yisrael? I think that Rabbi Natam learns, Rabbi Natam will have to learn, the Rabbi Loi is saying two unrelated things. Two independent svaras why Kras Yisoy should be considered, should not have to say b'fanenechta. Number one, it's muvla b'tchum Eretz Yisrael. That means it's muvla in Alibaba. So muvla is a maila. Just because a mayor and a beauty don't from smuchais, but muvlois is better. Only Rabbi Lezen is not from muvlois. Now we have in the ratio, Tanakama holds from smuchais and muvlois, and Muvla holds from smuchais and not muvlois, and Rabbi Lezen is not from smuchais and muvlois. So the first thing Rabbi Loi says is, Kfas Yisoy is muvla. So we probably don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. You know, even if we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, so we don't hold from smuchas, but mavlois is better than smuchas. So therefore, you have the maila of it being mavla b'tchum Eretz Yisrael. So that all by itself is a reason not to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. It's mublin oy libono. Right? That's the ratio. No, he says, first of all, on ratio grounds. It's mublin b'tchum eretz yisrael. That's the part of the machlekes Tanakam and Liel and Ebelezer. And Mislama, we pass in like Rabban Galil, maybe Tanakama, but we don't pass in like Rabban Lezer. So mublin b'vlas b'tchum eretz yisrael is a reason not to have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So that's number one. That's based on the ratio. And then Rabbi Lezer says, but there's another thing. Even if we could say like Rabbi Lezer, that Mublas B'tchum Eretz Yisrael doesn't do anything for me. But there's another cheshbon, the Sefer. Rabbi Meir said a new chiddush, that even Akoy, which is, even the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they don't have Mismuchos, Akoy is Mismuchos, that's nothing, Rekim is Mismuchos, that's nothing. But Rabbi Meir is Mechadish to their Akoy's Keren Shol Gittin, because it's close to Tzipari. So that's a new word, close to Kibbutz Mokham HaChachamim. Says Rabbi Loi, that you haven't, that Kfas Yisoy has in spades, it's even more than Akoy. It's even closer to Tzipari than Akoy. Even Rabbi Huda would agree to that halacha. So those are the two things that Rabbi Loi said. According to Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Loi is saying two independent sources. Akoy is Muvla B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, so therefore on the grounds of the Reisha should be considered Eretz Yisrael. It's Muvla Noy Lebavel. And number two, it's Kribla Tzipari, and that's the Chiddush Din of Rabbi Meir, that Kribla Tzipari is the new halacha. That's Rabbi Natan. What about the Rih? What about the Rih? Let's try to do it. Let's read the Rih inside first. But I'm read that feel of the tachelor is so to find the fun and neck up. You should be safe and cool. Rocha come ish can make you should be so muffled when I issue about the dinim. The Rih says that the Akhi of our Mishnah is the Eretz Yisrael side of Akhi. So it's inside of the bubble. Rabbi Abba kissed it. Doesn't matter. But it's far from the Ikra Yishuv. You don't have what the dinim kuim. So therefore, it's considered to be like chutzlars. V'chein yesh tarets gabi Ashkelon, v'gabi rekem mecheger. That would work for Ashkelon and rekem mecheger also. The kashrut Tosfos was busy with before. Ashkelon is a Yeshua conquered Ashkelon. This phrase says that rekem mecheger was within the gvulim of the bubble. So Tosfos before answered trei rekem mecheger. Tosfos says there, you don't need to say trei rekem mecheger. Maybe Rekem Mecheger is Oli Bavel. Maybe the Rekem Mecheger of our Mishnah is Oli Bavel. It's the same Rekem Mecheger of the Sifrei. But Oli Bavel doesn't cut it. It's still far away from the Ikra Yishuv. You need the Ikra Yishuv part of Eretz Yisrael. Because in order to have that system. The Poruch Shapik Vasisoy, the Korvlet Zipayri, Yishuhoyse Ikra Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Tfei Me'akid, the Rochuk, Mikra Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Afagab the Akhi Yatzme Eretz Yisrael, the Kvasisoy, Yichutz Lars, Mikomokim, Poshit Shapir, came in the Kimlon the Mublas Mahani Kilu Kilu he mamasher to show come will the Amma Mublas Shichi Yubni. There's a lot of the Kudus here in the Rih that we probably don't have time for today, but I just want to say the Iker outline of the Rih, and then more detail we'll finish off tomorrow. The Rih learns that the Mail of Tzipori is that it's Iker Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rih, that's the same Mail as the borders of the Mishnah. There's nothing special about Tzipori. Tzipori is just Tzipori is just the case at hand of a place that's Ikur Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The whole Mishnah is talking about Ikur Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The borders of the Mishnah are the borders of Ikur Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, not the borders of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is defined, Rekem, Chegah, these all define the borders of Ikur HaYishuv. Not only Mitzrayim, not only Babel, Ikur HaYishuv. Tzipori is just an instance, an example of Ikur HaYishuv. So, if Rav Meir says Akhi is Keresol Gittin because it's close to Tzipori, according to the Ri, all that means is that it's close to the Ikra Yishuv. And apparently, Rav Meir holds that if you're close to the Ikra Yishuv, you're like Eretz Yisrael. That sounds like a regular dinu smuchas. According to the Ri, l'chori, that's the regular dinu smuchas. What does smuchas mean in the ratio? Samach to the borders of the Ikra Yishuv. That's the sheet of the Ri. Rekem v'cheger, Rekem is samach teretz yisrael. The Mishnah says Rekem is samach teretz yisrael. The Rih holds there's no trei Rekem v'chegers. It's the Rekem that we're talking about is the Rekem of the bottle. But it's not called teretz yisrael, it's only samach teretz yisrael. Why is Rekem only samach teretz yisrael? It's only bottle. The Rih doesn't have trei Rekem v'cheger. So the Pharisees, you don't have to say any more trei Rekem v'cheger. So why is Rekem only samach? Because it may be Eretz Yisrael, it may be early Babel, but when Mishnah told early Babel, and as far as the Mishnah is concerned, Eretz Yisrael means Ikar Yishuv. And Rekem is only Somach, close but no cigar. Rekem is only close to the Ikar Yishuv. It's not the Ikar Yishuv itself, it's only Somach. Reb Meir says Akar is Keres Sola Gittin because it's Somach to Tzipori. Tzipori is also Ikar Yishuv. So if Reb Meir says that Akar is Keres Sola Gittin because it's close to Tzipori, the inside of Akar, not the outside of Akar, it's talking about the inside of Akar. It's still outside of the Ikar Yishuv, but it's close to Tzipori. So if that's the case, so then does the mayor hold from Smuchas or does he not hold from Smuchas? Or he has to hold from Smuchas. The mayor says, Akar is Keres Sola Gittin, the inside of Eretz, the inside of Akar. But it's outside of the Ikar Yishuv. But it's close to Tzipori, which is the Ikar Yishuv. And being close to the Ikar Yishuv makes you like Eretz Yisrael. So how come a mayor only argue by Akar? How come he can argue by Rekin? Why didn't he say Rekim, Keres Sola Gittin? Rabbi Yehuda said three. Rabbi Yehuda said Ashkelon, Akar, and Rekim. That comes along, and Meir says Akar, Keres Sola Gittin. Why? Because it's close to Tzipori, it's close to the Ikar Yishuv. So if you're a Slamuch person, that means you don't like the Tanakhama. So why didn't Meir argue about Rekim? And moreover, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds Akar is Kachus Loris to Gittin. Because it's not so close to Tzipori. But Kras Yisrael, it's very close to Tzipori, apparently is Keres Yisrael. Because it's smuchas. So then, which is it? Do you hold from smuchas? Do you not hold from smuchas? And if you don't hold from smuchas, then how come Kras Yisrael should be like Eretz Yisrael? And if you do hold from smuchas, then how come Rekim is kachutz laretz? The answer is, we have to say, that there are levels of smuchas. There's a hierarchy of smuchas. There's Rekim, which is samuch to a degree. There's samuch to Ikar Yishuv. There's akoy, which is even closer to the Ikar Yishuv. And then there's Kras Yisrael, which is really close to the Ikar Yishuv. Really, really close to the Ikar Yishuv. So Tanakhama says, even Rekim, good enough. Even Rekim, it's close to the Ikar Yishuv. Samuch to the Ikar Yishuv. Tamunga says, no, Rekim is not enough. Rabbi Yudan and Rabbi also say, Rekim is not enough. Akoy is really closer. Akoy is really close to Tzipar, really close to the Ikar Yishuv. So the Rebbe, he carries Sola Gittin. And Rabbi Yudan says, no. Even Akka is like Kustaris. It's not close enough. But Kras Yisrael, it's really, really close to the Ikar Yishuv. That says Rabbi Loi, there even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, even Rabbi Gamliel presumably would agree, that if you get that close to the Ikar Yishuv, then you're like Eretz Yisrael. That's what everybody learns in the Gemara. Now, let me say one more thing. So now, yes, the Kash. It's a whole new mahalach in the Gemara of Kras Yisrael. That Kras Yisrael is Kribel Tzipori. What does that mean? According to Rabbi Natan, it's a new board. It's nothing to do with Smucha. It's nothing to do with the ratio. It's a new board of being carved to the Kibbutz HaMachom, Kibbutz HaMachom. So new Svar, the Rabbi is Mechanish. And less mind the public, everybody agrees to it. And according to the Ri, Kras Yisrael is Samuch to Tzipori, that just means it's the same smuch, it's the same din of the Reisha. It's a din of Smuchas. It's Samuch to Ikar Yishuv. Except that there's Samuch, and there's more Samuch, and there's more Samuch yet, and so the Rekim is Samuch, and then Akri is even more Samuch, and Kras Yisrael is most Samuch of all. So that's why we have different degrees, different opinions in the Mishnah. How Samuch does it have to be to count as Samuch? Asked the Ri, chosen Akasha. He says, one second, how could the Gemara bring a riot from Kras Yisrael, from Akai to Kras Yisrael? Because Kras Yisrael is even closer than Akai. Asked the Ri, yeah, but Akai has a mile that Kras Yisrael doesn't have. Akai is early bubble. I'm talking about the inside of Akai. That's the mile of early bubble. Kras Yisrael is not early bubble. That's this line over here in places. Afal gav the akli he atzm beretz Yisrael, but Kras Yisrael he chutz laretz. So how can the Gemara bring a riot? Maybe Kras Yisrael, maybe very somach, maybe even more somach than akli, but it's outside of Elibavel. It's only muvla, but it's outside of Elibavel. Akli is Elibavel itself. We're talking about the inside of Akka. You saw the bubble itself? So maybe Akka is... So just because Akka is Keretzol Gittin, what's the raya to Kvarsi Soy? That's Taisus' kasha. See in a second what he answers. The kasha is very hard to understand. What's the kasha? Okay, maybe that doesn't matter. Maybe the main thing is, are you close to Ikar Yishuv? You're not close to Ikar Yishuv. Maybe being a Libovel Dik is Leimai Leimai Leimai. If everything depends on Ikar Yishuv, and Eretzol's defined by the Ikar Yishuv for Gittin, so if you're Kvarsi Soy and you're very close to Ikar Yishuv, even though you don't have any Kedush at all, but in your Gittin, who cares about Kedusha? You're very close to the Ikar Yishuv. You're more Shechiyu Gmiri. And Akoi, maybe it's holy, it's Rababi would kiss the stones, but as far as Gittin and Shechiyu Gmiri is concerned, it's not so close as Kvarsi Soy to the Ikar Yishuv. Like, what's even bothering to be in the Gemara? But I think the Pshat in Tosis is, the Kasha by itself is not so strong. Tosis is answered the Torah in the Tzur of the Kasha, because what Tosis is really going out to do is to explain Pshat and Rabbi Loi and the two things that Rabbi Loi said. Because remember, Rabbi Loi, we'll see that place in Teretz. Rabbi Loi said two things. He said that Kfar Sisoi is Muvla B'tchom Eretz Yisrael, and it's also Koyvel Tzipayim. According to me, in the time we said, these are two separate and unrelated Svars. Number one, Kfar Sisoi is Muvla B'tchom Eretz Yisrael, so it has the Mile of Muvlois. And number two, the Mile of the Resha. And number two, it's Koyvel Tzipayim, so it has the Mile of Rameh, that's close to the Yeshi, to the Mokum HaChachamim. The Re is not going to learn that way. And I don't think he could learn that way. Because the Re learns that the Krevel Tzipori is not a new lumbus. It's the same smuchas that we have in the Reisha. It's just the din of smuchas. That's what we've been saying the whole time. The Rabbi Natan holds Krevel Tzipori, it's a new thing, nothing to do with the Reisha. It's not Samuch Neretz Yisrael. It's a new vort of being close to the Mokum HaYeshivas. But the Re's not learning that way. The Re's learning that Krevel Tzipori is just a plain vanilla smuchas that we had in the Reisha. Krevel Tzipori just means Samuch Tikir Ayishuv. Eretz Yisrael is Tikir Ayishuv for Gittin. So this din of Krevel Tzipori is just a fancy way of saying that it's smuchas, except that it's very smuchas, but it's smuchas. So what's better, to be Muvlas or to be smucha? Muvlas, you see in the Reisha, of course. Tanakama says even smuchas and mavlois, and Leah says, well, mavlois, yes, but not smuchas. Rebbe Lezer says, not neither nor. Avada muvlas is better than smuchas. So if we already said that Chaisel is muvlo in the Tchum Eretz Yisrael, then Kolshkein, then there's no need to say that it's also smucha. If it's muvlo, muvlas is better than smuchas. So therefore, the Rebbe Natan's Mahalach, that this is that Rebbe Lezer saying two separate and unrelated svaras, I don't think that's available to them. And therefore, the Reis is a whole different shot than Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi is saying that there's two conditions. To be Eretz Yisrael Ligitin, you have to have two things. Number one, you have to be Eretz Yisrael. And if you're not Eretz Yisrael, in the oily bubble, Ketusha Dikasens, then we don't get off the map. Then it doesn't get started. Maybe because Tamei Chacham don't want to go there. So like, you may be very close, but no Tamei Chacham wants to step foot over there. So maybe because of that, maybe other reasons. But because I don't think that's the reason. I don't know. But for some reason, you have to be Eretz Yisrael. That's someone, you have to be Eretz Yisrael. And then in addition, you also have to be Krevel Ikar Yishuv. So there's always two conditions. To be Eretz Yisrael, you have to meet two conditions. We'll see in a second. It's Mefurish in the places. You have to meet two conditions. You have to be Eretz Yisrael, number one. And number two, you have to be Smucha to the Ikar Yishuv. How Smucha do you have to be? That's the three of Machlekes. Rekim kind of smucha, Akai kind of smucha, Kvasi Soy kind of smucha, though that we have different opinions among them tonight. But it's not enough by itself. It also has to be a movement, it also has to be part of the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. It has to be Eretz Yisrael. So it comes along, Rabbi Loi, and says that Kvasi Soy meets both criteria. First of all, it's Muvla B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael, that makes it like Eretz Yisrael. I'll elaborate that in one second. We're going to have to dive in here. But he says it's Muvla B'Tchum Eretz Yisrael. So it's like Eretz Yisrael. It meets the condition of being Eretz Yisrael. But that's not enough, you have to be carved to the Kira Yishuv. So he says, but it's also Kribal Tzipari, it's carved to the Kira Yishuv. And it's so carved to the Kira Yishuv that even Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't normally hold from carved to the Kira Yishuv, even Rabbi Gamliel, who doesn't normally hold from it, but here they would agree that it's carved to the Kira Yishuv. And that's what Taisa says. So read it again. Afal gav da'akka hi atzma k'Eretz Yisrael, be'Eretz Yisrael, u'kfar sisoi hi chutz l'oretz. So,
Kras Yisrael has a chisorn. Akri is at least Eretz Yisrael. It's kreva, not so kreva as Kras Yisrael, but it has an advantage that it's Eretz Yisrael. It's in Eretz Yisrael. Kras Yisrael is chutz laaretz. Bikomokim poshut shap. And nonetheless, Rabbi Loi made the analogy. Came into Kimle Dimuvlas Mehani Kilu Imamish Meretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Loi said Muvlu in Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Yisrael. So if it's Muvlu in Eretz Yisrael, it's like it's early bubble. So it meets that condition. And his raya is Rabbi Gamliel Domer Muvlois Shchichi Yugmiri, like Rabbi Gamliel that Muvlois is Shchichi Yugmiri. So here there's an akud, there's a diakov here. He's saying, the Ria is saying that Rabbi Loi holds you have to be two things, Eretz Yisrael and B, Samuch Dikraish. Two conditions. But Muvlin Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Yisrael. Where did Rabbi Loi get that from? From Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel said that Muvlas is the Shechir Gemiri. Why does this point to Rabbi Gamliel? Tana Kamar also agrees to Muvlas. Only Rabbi Lezer doesn't know from Muvlois. Muvlois, Tanakam and Leel both agree that there's such a thing as Muvlois. So why does Tosis point the finger to Rabbi Leel? Rabbi Leel learned from Rabbi Gamliel that Muvlas is like within the Tum itself. The answer is because Tanakam holds even from Smuchis. Smuchis is for sure not a din that it becomes like Eretz Yisrael. Smuchis is because it's Shechi, it's Shoras and Mitzuyas because it's Smuchis. If smuchis is shoras and mitzuyas, so then muvlas alachas kama v'chama. But I don't see this new word that. So I see the mile of smuchis, because I see from the Tanakama. Or let me put it differently. When the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer and Gamliel, when they talked about smuchis, they meant smuchis at ikra yishuv, according to the reading. So yeah, it says in Tanakama that if you smuch to ikra yishuv, so then you have the shkichi of the ikra yishuv, you have shoras mitzuyas of the ikra yishuv, and muvlas and certainly muvlas. But I don't see that if you're muvla, you're mamish within the tchum. You're outside of the tchum. It doesn't matter because shoras and mitzvahs. So that's good for being korev to the ikar ha'yishuv, but it's not good for being Eretz Yisrael. If there's this new condition, you have to be Eretz Yisrael. So I don't see in the Tanakham anything. But Rabbi Gamliel said that smuchos is not good enough, but muvlas is good enough. What's the advantage of muvlas over smuchos? Taisus saw in Rabbi Gamliel that Rabbi Gamliel holds that smuchos is not enough to be shoras and mitzuyos, but muvlois, even though they're not any closer, but there's this new word that if you're muvla in the tchum, then it's like you're in the tchum, and therefore Rabbi Loi made a leap. Just like if you're muvla in the tchum of in the ikar yishuv, it's like you're in the ikar yishuv. So if you're muvla there in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, it's like you're within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. I think it's even so hard to understand a little bit, but the Ma'aseh in the Chedron, I think that's what it says in Taisus. Bekitzer, there's a lot here, a lot of wheels turning, but you have to go over it. But the point is, maybe I'll just I'll say, make a sikkum. We will skip just to a summary, and from here you'll see what's going on. I think that the main. If you want to explain the difference between Rabbi Natan and the Ri, we could start from Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi said two things. Kras Yisrael is A, Muvlu B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, and B, is Krevel Tzipari. What's the relationship between those two things? Are those two independent svaras? It's Eretz Yisrael, either, take your pick, A, it's Muvlu B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, and then I have another reason why it's Eretz Yisrael, because it's Krevel Tzipari. Or is it two conditions, both of which have to be met in order to be called Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Natan learned that Rabbi Loi is saying two separate independent thoughts. First of all, he's saying it's Muvlo B'tchum Eretz Yisrael. That's the din of the ratio. Muvlois. Rabbi Gamliel, Tanakama, they all hold that Muvlois, Smuchis, Machlekes, but Muvlois, everybody agrees to, except Rabbi Lezer, that there's a concept of being Muvlo. Muvlo, you're Muvlo in Eretz Yisrael. If you're Muvlo, Eretz Yisrael means a Oli Bavel, according to Rabbi Natan. If you're Muvlo in Oli Bavel, then you have a Oli Bavel, almost a Kuliyam, except for Rabbi Lezer. That's number one. And then, Rabbi Loi says, there's another thing. Kras Yisrael has another svar, an independent svar, that is Krovel L'Tzipori. What does Krovel L'Tzipori mean? It doesn't mean the din of smuchis of the ratio. That doesn't need to be said. If it's Muvlois, I don't have to talk about smuchis. Muvlois is much better than smuchis.
It means a whole new din of Kreiva L'Tzipori. Kreiva L'Tzipori means curve to the Mokom HaYeshivas. And that's a whole new svar, nothing to do with smuchis. Smuchis means that this shoris mitzuyos, you can have smuchis in Lebanon too. Smuchis of the ratio, that's the concept of shoris mitzuyos. And that's the machlekes Tanakam and Amaliel, and we hold like Rabbi Amaliel. The mayor of Yudah, they hold like Rabbi Amaliel. Smuchis to Eretz Yisrael is nothing. Rekim is nothing. It's chutzpah. Because the mayor of Yudah, they don't hold from smuchis at all. But Rabbi Meir is mechadish a whole new halacha that Akai, the outside of Akai, it's very samuch to Ba'ilei Bavel. It's across the street from Ba'ilei Bavel. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, they don't hold from smuchis. They don't think even across the street this helps. You could be as samuch as you want. You could have your nose up against the window pane to Ba'ilei Bavel. It doesn't matter. They don't hold from smuchis. They hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Smuchis is garnished. They don't have degrees of smuchis. If there's no smuchis, there's no smuchis. They do not hold from smuchis. But Rabbi Meir is mechadish another halacha of karav liyeshivas, karav to the mokum of the chachamim. That's a whole new svar, a way to become Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Meir's mechadish of Akai Eretz Yisrael legitim. The sad chutz l'aretz of Akai is Eretz Yisrael legitim, not because it's karav to Eretz Yisrael, it's across the street from Eretz Yisrael, but that's not important. But rather because it's close to Tzipari, which is the mokum of yeshivas. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that chiddush. Doesn't say by Akwe because it's not that close to Tzipori, but Christ is it's very close to Tzipori. We'll certainly have that Chiddush. Those are the two svaras of Rabbi Loi. A, it's Muvla Noile Eretz, meaning it's Muvla Noile Bavel. That has to do with the ratio, how close you are to the Bavel. Maybe Smuchas doesn't count, but Muvlois is better than Smuchas. And number two, a whole new svar, Kreibu L'Tzipori. That's not Smuchas, it's another Aloch. That's Rameir's Aloch. That's Rabbi Natan. The Re holds, he doesn't have this whole notion that Tzipori is special because it's the Mokam HaChamuk. Tzipori is just Mokam HaYishuv. The Re learns that Rabbi Loi is not saying two separate svaras, independent svaras. A, it's number one, it's Mublas, and then besides being Mublas, it also happens to be Smuchas. That wouldn't make any sense. If it's Mublas, enough to learn about Smuchas, Mublas is better than Smuchas. Rather, the Re learns that there's two conditions to be Eretz Yisrael. There's one condition that you have to be Oile Bavel. If you're not Oile Bavel, then you're Chutz L'Aretz. Akoi, it's not Trey Rekim. It's not Trey Rekim's. Rekim is Eretz Yisrael. It's Oile Bavel. There's only one Rekim. It's Oile Bavel. If you're not Oile Bavel, then there's nothing to talk about. Then your Chutz L'Aretz don't even look at you. But even if you're Eretz Yisrael, even if you're Oile Bavel, it's not enough. You also have to be either Ikar HaYishuv or at least Samuch to Ikar HaYishuv, according to Tanakama, you have to at least be Samuch to Ikar HaYishuv. In that concept of samach l'ikar yishuv, there is machlekes tanoim. How samach is samach? There's gradations in samach. So Tanakhama says even rekem is samach. Rekem itself is Eretz Yisrael. It's Oile Bavel, not Trei Rekems. And it's samach to a degree to ikar yishuv. So Tanakhama says good enough. Rabbi Gamliel said no. Rekem is kemizrach. Rekem is not samach enough to ikar yishuv to be Eretz Yisrael. Akai is closer to Tzipori. It's closer to ikar yishuv. Ready machlekes are made of Yehuda. And Kras Yisrael, which is very close to Ikar Yishuv, it certainly meets the condition of Samuch that everybody would agree that that's good and that's called Smuchas. Aye, but 1 second. So I met the condition of Smuchas, but where's the condition? What about the condition of being Eretz Yisrael? Is this other condition you have to be Eretz Yisrael? So Taisus learns, that's exactly what Rabbi Loi is saying. That's why Rabbi Loi says these two things, because he's addressing the two conditions. The condition of Smuchas is Kreivel Tzipori. And it's so samach that everybody agrees that that qualifies as smuchis. But then there's this other condition, you have to be Oile Bavel. You have to be part of Oile Bavel, otherwise you're for sure nothing. So he says that he saw in Rabbi Gamliel, who does not hold from smuchis, but he holds from Mublois, that if you're muvlin the tchum, it's kilo you're in the tchum. So therefore, Christ he saw you as an honorary member of the tchum of Oile Bavel. Because it's muvlin the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. So I'm really saying one thing, with two parts. Number one, Christ he saw you as muvlin the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it certainly could be called Eretz Yisrael. But we have this other condition, you have to be Kreivel Ikar Yishuv. He says, yeah, it's Kreivel Tzipori. Even more than Akal, Arach has Kamen V'Chamen more than Rekim. And that degree of closeness, everybody who agrees qualifies as Smuchas. That's how the Re learns the Gemara. Yeah. This magic that you have to have two conditions, you have to be Eretz Yisrael and you have to be Kreivel Ikar Yishuv, but if you move from the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, so you become an honorary member of the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. In the Svaras, it's hard a little bit to understand, we know what's the background to that, but
think the Cheshbon of Shat, that's how it comes out. Okay, fine. I want to talk about the Rambam a little bit, and the Ramban and the Ritva, about Chibas Eretz Yisrael. Not a lot of time. And then I want to go on to the next places.